Oh yeah, my confidence is odd. That was a bit of a scrappy game the other day enough, but my finishing was good. It's my finishing that's been keeping me in matches, so.
But it's been good for a long while now. I mean, leading up to this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts, I saw you in Birmingham, you're playing good stuff. You obviously UK Open champion, the Grand Prix, you were throwing some good stuff as well.
Yeah, they're starting to come back big time, and it's doubles, scoring. I don't know, just more practice and more concentration, and it seems to be working and paying off.
That could have been a pretty tricky encounter with Ted. You've come out of it with a 5-0, which is not only a win, but I mean that leg difference could be crucial, couldn't it?
Yeah, it definitely could. But playing Ted, you never know what you're going to get. He's going to be a nice guy and a nasty guy, but his doubles just when you get into this, which I'm quite happy. Mine's went and Ted's didn't, so I got the win.
I was there when the draw was being made. Steve Beaton was there. He was seeing who was picked out in his group. It is a tough old group you've got, isn't it?
When you look at all the groups are tough. I mean, there's no easy groups. Not in this Grand Slam anyway. I mean, and then you're in PDC, there's no easy groups anywhere. So you've got to take what you're given and do the best with it.
With you playing as good a darts as you've ever played, would you say? I mean, you're going to be looking at this tournament and thinking, I'm in with a very real chance of winning it. People are going to fancy me to win this.
Well as I'm playing, yeah, but you've got to take one game at a time. You start looking forward to a final, you end up put out, so you're not really wanting that. You've just got to take one game at a time.